Permanent Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 3rd on the West Coast, now May the 4th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on BlogTalkRadio.com as well. Lots of interesting things happening in the news. How much of it is truth? Well, we leave that for you to decide. Often, as is the case tonight, a fellow talk show host, journalist, researcher, and truth seeker comes under attack, comes under fire. For what reason? For putting out the truth. We've been ranting and raving about what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. And tonight's guest has taken a stand and has contacted a lot of people around the country to address this issue, which is utterly being ignored, although we get a dog and pony show on C-SPAN 1, C-SPAN 2, on all the news media shows, and basically the spin to make this look like nobody knows who's at fault here with this disaster. Meanwhile, the oceans are polluted, marine life is killed, and soon much of the United States and other outlying areas, some of the West Indies islands, are going to be severely affected by this absolute catastrophe that's occurring that nobody wants to take responsibility for. Tonight's guest and I are going to talk about that and many other things, especially the things going on in his own life right now in regard to his passion and devotion for getting the truth out to you, the listening audience. He is a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He hosts his own talk show on the Internet and on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and it's called A Marine's Disquisition. His website, amd.eo, Equity, tells it all. He puts out a daily news and views, sends it around the world, and the highly popular Drew Malone Range is with us tonight. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. To all my Marines around the world, we're here. They didn't take me out today. Welcome.
Well, welcome, Drew. It's been a little while since we've talked. You know, I've been very busy lately.
It seems like yesterday we just got through talking. Your problem is you live up there in Ohio, and the days are slow and laid back because you're sitting around watching corn grow.
Oh, no, no, not
where I am.
You're
in the middle of the world.
Don't get Ohio confused.
I just hung the phone up with you a little bit ago. And we did almost a two-hour show, and here we are.
Don't get Ohio confused with Iowa now, okay? We don't want to slight the corn.
I was up in Illinois, and we drove over the Indiana state line there to Ohio, and I was looked at nothing but corn growing on Interstate. I think it was Interstate 70. I'm not sure if that.
Well,
was
Interstate. That's Interstate 70 that's got the corn. That's about the only place you're going to find it.
So I saw from every time I turned around, I was looking at corn. It wasn't very tall, wasn't very high, but it was definitely corn everywhere. So don't tell me you're not laid in corn country. Laid back and easy growing, just like fishing in the Gulf used to be, just laid back and catching fish. But we're not catching fish anymore in the Gulf.
No. So what's going on in Drew's world, Drew?
What do you want to talk about in Drew's world? Drew's world is, for 15 years, the National Security Agency or some spook agency, I shouldn't, because I don't have the exact evidence who did this, but I do know that my master servers, which which only two people know where they are on this whole planet, me and one other person that controls the power on those servers, know for a fact that the National Security Agency, the CIA, or some other spook agency of the government has been attempting to take those computers apart and look at the data that's collected on those two servers.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, those servers have gone through numerous changes of hard drives. I remember when we could store everything on those computers. I mean, each computer had a maximum storage capacity of 300 megabytes.
Mm-hmm.
And then every year grew and more information was placed on them. The data was moved off to 1,300 megabytes? 300 megabytes? I mean, that we're not even talking a CD-ROM, ladies and gentlemen, for today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved them all up to gigabyte hard drives, and we switched to the terabyte hard drives here about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
At a very big expense. And these are Wind Talker people. These are Marines, former United States Marines that are behind the scenes that nobody knows who they are. The government's pissed off because they don't know who they are. Individuals that just share their talent,
mm-hmm.
and want truth to be documented and held in evidence to prove the Zionists, Illuminatists, Masons, fascists are the true people behind the scenes that are destroying this planet and destroying the truth and enslaving people very silently, very succinctly behind the scenes in. They've networked themselves with needle and thread into the greatest nation that the world has ever seen. And by doing so, they control and have controlled, I'll repeat, control and have controlled the media of the free press of the United States of America and every English-speaking country in the world. Limiting what can be put out by the truth seekers like yourself and other informational freedom talk show hosts and networks, with which when they couldn't really control it all, they murdered them.
Mm-hmm.
Such as Don over in Idaho.
Don Harkins, yeah.
And They couldn't manipulate the mental capacity of people and keep them from networking and spreading the word and murdered these people like Mary Ann here in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies and gentlemen, many of you out there, you're on board with this. And some of you are hearing this for the first time because this is on some radio station out there in Bunky, Louisiana, or maybe Simmerful, Russia. Or how about Dunedin, New Zealand, or Dunedin? Or how about the Outback, where you're hearing it for the first time as you drive one of your big rigs across the Outback at this time of day or in the evening? And you're hearing the words about, what do you mean the media of Australia has been controlled? You're not getting the truth. And there are millions of dollars, millions, if not billions of dollars, of the New World Order being spent very silently, held out there, putting together some New World Order elitist group, and you're not paying attention. A. True Watts uncovered a story and did it tonight on his show, and in my understanding, you want to talk about that.
In fact, I received that PDF of that research that he did, and it underscores some research that True and I did a little over a year ago when we reported about the American Police Force in Hardin, Montana, this group of foreign agents that was going to take over a prison. And there was tremendous obfuscation as to who the identity of these people were. We had uncovered numerous scams that had been run across the country. A church in Cincinnati, Ohio, that was being used as a money laundering facility, and it all pointed to DynCorp, didn't it? And then
it did,
and it expands out now. So it's related to very much related to that story.
In all of this, behind the scenes, very silently, one Marine who has no money, who's given out everything he possibly can, continues to network the truth with other former military men who woke up, served the country, expatriated themselves, moved off the continent, moved off campus from the United States, and that one Marine, me, have been loosely networking these people and understanding combat facility. If you know where the leader is, you take the leader out, and boom, everything falls apart. They've been trying to do so on my behalf for 15 years. And the last week, they successfully destroyed only the communication direct from me. And we started rebuilding the communication phone numbers 4 days ago. Ladies and gentlemen, when you've got 8,000 phone numbers to pick up the phone and start calling people around the world, who cares about the phone bill when they're coming to take you away? Ha ha ho ho hee hee. Who cares? As long as the word gets out that I'm not going to go quietly at night. I'm not the leader of this organization. Marines are the leaders of this organization. Truth seekers are the leaders. I'm the one that is taking up the point man and talking about it because I'm the bachelor. I'm the one that doesn't have any offspring. I have cousins and sisters, but I'm not that close to them to where I can be intimidated by them or by actions taken against them. So by not taking any actions against my sisters or my nephews and nieces, I'm looked at as a joke. But that's fine. I don't care. Laugh at me. Turn the dial. If you don't want to hear the truth. But you're going to wake up one day and you're going to find 10,000 UN vehicles sitting on an Air Force base that used to be an Air Force base that some private corporation by the name of DynaCorp, through a subsidiary corporation purchased in Florida, 10,000 6x's with UN markings on the top of their vehicles, 10,000 vehicles that have 40-gallon tanks, 10,000 vehicles sitting on runways that you, ladies and gentlemen, can see on Google Earth in Florida, just south of Jacksonville. Or you can go on your internet and go to the Intel Hub, and you want to know why they attacked me, Don? Because I'm not going quietly in the night. I'm networking just like Don Harkin, just like Marianne Ponder. But they can't control me. I'm in physically good shape, health-wise. I got a master herbalist, and I pray 3 times a day. I let the Lord know that I'm not going to go quietly in the night, and I'm there to push the truth. And I don't care. Let them come kick the door in. What are they kicking the door in for? Because I'm driving a car down the road? Nope. Can't do that because I don't drive a car down the road. I travel down the road, and I've been in the court system, and they know how I can beat them on that. But they give me hell. Can they prevent me from flying in a plane? Why? What reason? I'm a decorated United States Marine. But can they harass me when I go to the airport? You darn well right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 6'2". I don't look like an Arab. I look like an American Marine that's in his retirement age. I dress in clothes that depict my service in the United States Marine Corps. I wear a baseball cap that shows that I served in the United States Marine Corps. Everybody knows who I am. I don't carry their identification papers with their data. I carry my military papers from the Veterans Administration with a picture on it that shows that I've served in the United States Marine Corps, and I have the benefits of the Veterans Administration. This last week, I flew back from St. Louis, Missouri, flying out of Little Rock, Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri for a family reunion. First one in 49 years. No problem. Many of you that know me personally know my personality. When I'm not on talk radio, I'm a humorous person, joking, letting everybody in. You walk into a restaurant, you walk into a grocery store, if I'm in there, you're going to hear me across the bread aisle over by the meat section, and I'm up at the flour section because I'm telling jokes and laughing and harassing everybody. Friendly laughing, friendly harassment. So I go to St. Louis. I have no problem going out, and I joke with TSA officers who are fellow Arkansans. And obviously, this isn't the home of any Arabs. And there were no Arabs flying out. And I breezed right on through. Went and got on the plane, no sweat. Spent 3.5 days with my family and sisters, cousins, nephews, nieces, great nephews, great nieces that I've never seen, didn't even know existed. And I turn around, and after the meeting was finished over Memorial Day, I'm the only one there that has served in the United States Marine Corps in a combat zone. The only one. After all the pictures and the how do you do's and reminiscence and all these great nephews looking up at this big guy, I am the biggest guy there next to my nephew, who's the only other person there who's not directly related to the offspring of my father, that's as big as I am. And he's married to my cousin, my nephew, my niece. He's the only one that's close to my size. I fly back to Little Rock. I go out to the airport, and I'm treated like a criminal.
What happened?
I'm searched three times. I've patted down like a real criminal in a lineup. My luggage has gone through like I'm hauling bomb material. Not once, not twice, three times. I'm called out 5 minutes before the plane takes off for another pat-down search. Undue harassment. And the TSA officer says, well, we're just following the rules. And I let it be known when they did it the first time, when there was approximately 1,500 people going through the five lines of security, that, you know, it sure is strange, and you can hear me across the airport. It sure is strange that a 6'2" former United States decorated Marine gets searched while people from other lands who come from lands that have caused misery on America walk through the line and don't get harassed, don't get searched. And I said it just like that. I almost said the word harass out loud, but I changed it to harass. I didn't say the word. I just said they don't get searched. And it was pointedly directed at five Arabs that were in line that had breezed through this security because they had identification papers that suited TSA. But I'm 6'2". I'm a United States decorated Marine, and I'm treated like dirt going through the line. And I come over the last 5 days, I noticed something was wrong when I tried to do my radio show, and I was constantly attacked. I shouldn't be constantly attacked. But I realized now that it was all to disrupt me, to keep me off of my servers while I was trying to do off-campus broadcast. And all of that goes to back to what? For my communication with people like Don Harkin, Marianne Ponder, Don Nikoloff, BBS Radio, Wind Talkers Radio Network, which everybody and their brother wants to know, why? Where's Wind Talkers Radio Network? Why aren't they on the internet? Why can't we find their website? Why can't we find out who they are? Ladies and gentlemen, the reason you can't find out who we are, we're behind the scenes. The reason you can't find out who we are is, hey, 5 years ago we realized we were going to get to this point today, where they're going to be taking out radio stations. BBS Radio may be taken down at any time in the next year. Other places will be taken down. Who are these behind-the-scenes Wind Talkers? They're your neighbor down the street. He's got the guts enough to put a micro-broadcast station up. Or it's a Marine that owns a radio station in Georgia, USA, or Georgia, Russia, or the Outback in Australia, or New Zealand. They pick and choose talk radio shows from around the world in 9 different languages. We have 5 talk radio shows that are in Russian, ladies and gentlemen, in 5 different cities in Russia that are members of Wind Talkers Radio Network. We have 3 in the Ukraine. We have 2 located in Italy. 1 in Spain. We have 1 located on the coast of Japan, because they picked up the broadcast from Vladivostok, Russia, and they decided, wait a minute, you know, we can play this. We can play this Russian news broadcast that has a side frequency that translates into Japanese. And it's all about truth. They talk about truth from around the world. And why don't we give out who we are, where we are? Because we don't care for you to know. Because they're coming after one of us and all of us. But they cannot take us down, because we're going to fight behind every little stick. Not bush or tree, every little stick. Every car door that opens and shuts, we're standing there. Stop and think about it, ladies and gentlemen, on the late night TV programs on Fridays and Saturdays. Do you ever see any Nazi movies anymore? Or Free French movies where you see the Free French fighting the Nazis and disrupting the machinery of the Nazis? It's what Wind Talker Radio Network is doing. We broadcast BBS Radio. We broadcast other radio networks out there. They come after me? Fine. They caused me hell for 7 days. If it hadn't been for my girlfriend having the backup of my master email addresses, I would have lost those too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had no contact, Don.
And Drew, what's different about your message that they are compelled to attack you? Is it just your passion and your it's the truth.
It's
of course.
Truth. It's my passion. I'm not going to go quiet. And it's my observation to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to verbs. Just the other day, this idiot, this short-legged idiot that calls himself the Obama, who can't prove that he's a human being, who can't prove he's a man, much less prove where he's born, this short-legged Mac Daddy, made a comment of that he said in his speech, we're into the international order. That's just another ploy of words, ladies and gentlemen. It's the new world order. And where, Don, can I ask you, we're talking about 12,000, and I counted personally 10,000 vehicles located at this base in Florida. At $20,000 per vehicle, that's $200 million worth of vehicles painted with the UN logo on the top of them, holding 40-gallon gasoline tanks at the cheapest, let's say $2 a gallon, that's $800,000 worth of gasoline or diesel, $200 million cost sitting on a field that used to be a U.S. Air Force base that the United States Air Force sold to Dynacorp. And it took me a matter of 2 days to discover that the original paperwork of the purchase was Dynacorp. And people say, well, there's not any UN vehicles in the United States. That's a bunch of BS. Well, you go to the Intel hub, and there's the pictures brought through satellite picture from May 26, 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to wake up. You got to understand that people like Don Nikoloff, we're in danger. The boys over at BBS Radio are in danger. They can enjoy life, but I got news for you. Those of you that think that you're not being watched because you're networking the truth, maybe they're not watching you every second of every day, but they're watching you. And you say, well, all I do is go downtown to go to work and come home and sit tight. I don't go out anymore. I don't travel anywhere anymore except on when it's a holiday and everybody travels. Whatever happened to free travel? The right of free travel without harassment? Everything that happened to me last week on Memorial Day is exactly what went down 238 years ago when the British did the same thing to the colonists in places like Newark, New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. And you think that these times have changed? That, well, look, you can still travel. If you get permission, you can travel. If you carry their documentation, you can travel. If you put a license plate on your car or in your pocket, you can travel. Have you looked at your driver's license lately and saw the chip on them? Constantly they want to give me a cell phone. They, meaning a telephone company or a cell company. And I tell them, no, thank you. It's free! We'll give you 6 months of free service. Wait a minute. All of a sudden, because I don't have a cell phone, they're offering me free service? We'll give you a cell phone, free service. You get 200 minutes a month for $9 after 90 days. And the government of the United States will give you the phone. I don't want the phone. I'm sorry. I don't collect your food stamps. I'm not on your Medicare bill. But you can get it because you're not making any money. Your retirement, your military retirement isn't even $1,000 a month. I don't collect it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take a service from the government and I got an entitlement, I get a free cell phone. Fine. The minute you put that cell phone in your possession, they know exactly where you are within 300 feet. And if you've got a GPS on that phone, they know where you are within 3 feet. And Don Nikoloff is out there. He's doing his thing. They're in the state of Ohio and they're coming after him. They're coming after all of us. And those of you look at us and you laugh because we believe in reptilians. We believe in off-world beings controlling the scenes, behind the scenes. Since the 50s, when Eisenhower, who wasn't an American, sold us down the tube. And all of those men that after him that knew what the truth was, that wanted the truth brought out, were murdered. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, his brother, senators murdered in Alaska from Louisiana who was reaching out to find the truth. And don't forget Martin Luther King, who didn't have anything but peace in his mind. And yes, he was a sinner. And Martin Luther King scared them out of their gajibis. It took almost 50 years. It took literally, ladies and gentlemen, 40 years for another man to come forward on the scene in the United States to scare the New World Order elitist and the power control people behind the scenes. And he was a wrestler. And they gave him, they laughed at the fact that here's a wrestler who's coming forth, and the people are fed up in the state of Minnesota. And the young people unite and vote a wrestler who has no military experience other than his 4 years as a CB. He never served in a war zone. A wrestler comes forth with no political experience and talks from the heart and takes off the office of governor in Minnesota. Talking about scaring the New World Order, he scared them blue. Because all of a sudden a governor that had the guts to know what the truth was and learn what the truth was behind the scenes, finds out the little hidden secrets that the CIA is in every government office in the United States of America that is held by a governor. That every governor mansion has a CIA operative there. And he kept his tongue until he served his 4 years as governor that he was elected, and then he comes out and speaks about it. And he doesn't shut up. And he keeps on talking. And you wonder why I'm harassed? Ask Don why he's not harassed. He's harassed all the time, ladies and gentlemen. It took him 16 years to bring down a server of 3 computers that was collecting data, and they think they destroyed it. No, they got through to the server that had the control of the phone numbers. And they couldn't get the phone numbers. They couldn't retrieve or look at the email addresses and the contact information for 4,800 active duty, former active duty men and women that believe in liberty, justice, the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of Russia, the Constitutions of Venezuela, the Constitutions of other countries, all over the world where a nation is independent and sovereign. And these people move to these countries. And here in the United States, there's 1 million people a month leaving the United States. 1 million people a month leaving the United States that have lived here all their lives. And they're getting out because America has becoming a police state, is a police state. You talk to me about a rant. There's you a rant, Don.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right on. Yeah, you're right on point, Drew. You know, there's a recent story that's come out about the steps being taken to silence people who are speaking out about the government. Now, that's a constitutional right. Redress of grievances. Is it not? To be able to confront a criminal cabal that's posing as a political party or political parties or a legislative function or an executive function, and more like an administrative function of a private corporate interest and pandering to lobbyists that fork out vacations and all kinds of fringe benefits probably drugs and sexual liaisons and secret bank accounts that are padded with money, that is also going to blackmail them. These people are all blackmailed to the gills, and we who are speaking the truth about what's going on are considered homegrown terrorists. Mind you, we're talking about illegal aliens holding office, illegally holding office, unlawfully holding public office. Despite all the local, county, state, and federal laws prohibiting it, they violate the very laws that they've created. The Justice Department, equally corrupt, sides with this criminal cabal because they participate in the criminal cabal. And Drew, I've talked about this all week. Everybody is shuddering in their slippers about what's going to happen when they do this and what's going to happen when they pass this law. These are criminals, folks. They have no standing. They are the ones that have no standing, Drew. Unlike what they tell us.
They control the court systems and the media and the police departments. The biggest fear they have is the people taking control of the sheriff department. Because the founding fathers realized, even 240 years ago, that the sheriff, the high sheriff, is the chief law enforcement officer who's the final gap, the final protection of the people. One man that is always elected locally for the local area of the county. Even some cities elected their police officers as sheriffs of the town because they familiarized themselves with the sheriff of the county as being the senior law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
And people around the United States, especially in the West, like Wyoming, Utah, in Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, they all are paying attention. Sheriffs are being elected that believe in the Constitution. And they know the power they have wielding it as sheriffs. Especially sheriffs in Arizona and in Montana.
Well, Drew, in light of what I was saying about these lawsuits to force the short-legged Mac Daddy to produce some identification, some documentation, legitimate. We're not talking about forged documents. We're not talking about mystery documents that don't even exist or compiled photographs or whatever. We're talking about an individual who has been aided and abetted in becoming an infiltrator and given the highest office in the land. And he has no standing, you see? This is the word games that they play. There have been over 400 lawsuits brought about to address this issue, and they've all been swept under the carpet.
At a cost of over $12 million to defend against those lawsuits.
Yeah, and these judges are saying that each of these Americans who have filed these lawsuits have no standing. Excuse me. Those judges have no standing. Those that were appointed by infiltrators into this country, non-citizens. I'm telling you, Drew, the answer's right in their own language that they're using. They have no standing.
And at some point, Don, the American people are finally going to wake up and say, sir, no, sir, I've had enough. This is a lie. But everybody is walking around with their thumb up their ass because they've got a government paycheck. And they sit back and say, oh, they're not going to close the banks. You don't know what you're talking about, Drew. You don't know what you're talking about, Bob Chapman. You don't know what you're talking about, Don Nikoloff. You know what you're talking about, A. True Ott. You don't know what you're talking about, Wendy Wilson. You don't know what you're talking about, Mary Joan Mondello. You're full of manure. They're not going to take our vitamins away from us. You keep telling us they're going to take our vitamins away from us, Wendy Wilson, Mary Joan Mondello. They're not going to do that.
Well,
they
can't
take
my
vitamins. They can't make me go down here and take a shot. But they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And these two master herbalists are out there. One's got her own personal radio show 2 days a week, 3 days a week. And she's out there doing everything she can to warn you and get yourself on the path. And take that television out of your house, ladies and gentlemen, and start listening. And you find out that when you talk to other people, they don't bother to listen to you when you ask them simple things. Why? Because they're not paying attention. They're dumbed down by some idiot box. I was talking to a Russian the other day who was to practice his English while I was waiting for my girlfriend, who had gotten called off to a duty assignment because I'd called her at work. And he was just sitting there practicing his English, talking before that. He was paying very attentive to every word I said and had me explain two or three different verbs and what those verbs in English translated to in Russian. And he told me, in one of his questions, he said that, Yavina told me that you don't have a microwave. And you can go buy one. Why don't you have a microwave? And I told him, I said, because Yavina had told me and educated me 8 years ago that the Russian government had outlawed them and that they caused cancer. And I looked into it and I found out for a fact they did. And that the food didn't have any nourishment when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, in his conversation, he said, what we were talking about, he was flabbergasted to know. Quite pointedly. See, I thought all Americans were just stupid about the things that you people eat that make you fat. The things that you people eat that aren't good for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, this thing that's going on in the Gulf is a catastrophe that is being used, and just like William Jefferson Clinton, exactly like Hillary Rodham Clinton, let no catastrophic event go unaided. Let no catastrophic event be wasted.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that. You're right.
And they're using this. Do you know, Don, that in the last 45 days since this oil catastrophe, this volcano has erupted, man-made volcano, Barack Hussein Obama, this sorry excuse as a human, has played more golf than Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods is a professional. He makes his living playing golf. And yet, this idiot goes out there and he flies down to South Louisiana and goes out to one of the marshlands and he's, very nicely moving a few pebbles on the beach. Remember the pebbles on the beach at Normandy? With William Jefferson Clinton? And here is the same scene.
Yeah, and he busts a whole group of people to have them all dressed up.
And two buses of people come in dressed in white, and they make it look like they're doing something on cleanup.
I know.
And when he leaves, the two buses leave with the white suits. And the people of Louisiana that voted for this long-legged excuse of a human being, all of a sudden, they learn the truth. And they're pissed. This entire parish of Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana, was one of the few parishes in Louisiana that voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama probably couldn't go to that parish right now and find a place that somebody would sell him a glass of water on a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how pissed off these Cajuns are. people in Louisiana know what the truth in the on the bayous. They know what the truth is. They're fit to be tied. And I got news for you. They're not going quietly in the night. One of Windtalkers Radio Network is located in one of the cities in South Louisiana that broadcasts this show live at 1 o'clock in the morning. They tell me that they picked this show up because they heard it from a micro broadcaster and they thought they would pick up three or four other shows. They pick up two shows off of BBS Radio. They pick up my show. And they play them live. Because all of a sudden they found out that truth is out there if they go out and look for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad state of affairs, Don. We have to get out here and we pay for this. We don't get paid. Did you get a paycheck last week?
No,
last month?
I'm still waiting for the first one.
You know, I'm still waiting for a little extra help with the electric bill.
And the first one was from 3 years ago. So,
you know, Mary Ann Ponder used to pick up the phone. God bless her soul. She would call me monthly. Is your electric bill paid? She knew when the electric bill was due. She made sure that there was somebody had made a donation. And if nobody made a donation, she made sure my electric bill got paid. Where did she get the money? I have no idea because she was not a wealthy person. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not asking you to give me one dime. I'm just asking you to network. Mary Ann Ponder, God bless her soul, she networked and they murdered her. Don Harkin networked and put the truth out so vast, they murdered him. And they want to do the same to me, but they can't. The electromagnetic devices I have in my house belong to a refrigerator. There's no television. There's some TV monitors with a blast screen in front of them. They may attack me, Don, but I'm not going to go quietly in the night. And what about this? Don, let me ask you a question. Have you talked with Dr. Ott about this Earl that's coming up out of the ocean? It looks like the blood of the earth.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about it on a few shows. I've ranted about it, too. We talked about Dr. Mike Castle's AmeriHAS. We've been promoting that to get it out into the hands of the people that can make these decisions for themselves.
For 2 days before I went to St. Louis, I was on the phone from 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, really, it was 7 o'clock in the morning because I was calling county offices in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting email addresses and sending out emails to county officials in Florida at between 7 and 8. And I would correlate that with county officials as the time zone moved from east to west.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in touch with every county office that borders the Gulf of Mexico, and every parish president of the parishes of Louisiana, and handed them, not by personal hand, but by email and by talking to their representatives on the phone, the video pictures of AmeriHAS off the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Contact phone number 800 for Dr. A. Truott. 800 phone number. For Dr. Michael Castle, advising them. You know, Dr. Michael Castle can completely put this thing under control, not for profit.
Just to
he only
stop
needs
the
two and a half million to start and 25 million to do the cleanup.
His interest is just to stop this devastation. And it's, as you saw in the video, it's a very effective product, isn't it? Just picks up the whole oil slick, turns it into a solid. You can pick it up or roll it up just like a carpet.
Well, here's one for you. I can't pronounce Bobby's last name, but he's the president of Plaquemines Parish. And he says to me, in our phone conversation as he's watching the video of a Marez.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Mr. Raines, this product looks like it like it's a powder. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you, it looks like it's oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, what would it do to your skin if you manhandle it? I said, nothing. He said, Mr. Raines, you mean to tell me that this is a powder and you can put your hand in it and it's not a chemical? I said, it's made as an oil base. It's made from oil.
The danger is in the oil.
The danger is in the oil, but it's taken out of this product. When you sprinkle it onto the oil, the danger now is in the oil that it's collecting and absorbing.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, I wonder what this would do if we threw it over the marshland and then brought in fire trucks and blew clean water onto this. Would it wash it off of the plants? Would it wash it off and back out to sea?
Well, it'll pull the oil and the benzenes out of the water.
Well, this is not a technician. This is a homeboy. And what's his question, Don? His question, listen to what he's saying. This is just a homeboy, a Cajun fisherman, who is the president of the parish of Plaquemine.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about anything but saving his people. He doesn't care about profit. He doesn't care about anything. But what does he think about when he sees this product? The first question is, would it make sense that if it's sprinkled on the plants, could it absorb the oil? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what is his resolution? It appears that if we sprinkle it over the bayou and then wash after it sits on the oil and absorbs the oil and the benzene and it's washed back out to sea with fresh water, it can be scooped up and collected and we can save the marshland. That's what this non-educated in chemistry individual sees.
Mm-hmm.
What's the phone number to this guy? Why isn't the federal government begging this guy to come down here?
Well, they have a different agenda. Remember, it's criminal enterprise.
And that's what I told him. I said, it's all about control, Bobby. And over the course of a two-hour phone conversation, we went from Mr. Raines to Drew and Bobby.
Yeah.
Now, where is the guy at now? I don't know how far along he's moved on this. But that was done 2 hours. That conversation with Bobby went down 2 hours before I got on a plane and flew out of here for a family reunion. And I haven't been able to get back to him because all my phone numbers are gone. Everything.
Yeah. Well.
But I'm going to get it back. I just can't do it like, well, why don't you have back? Well, I do have some backup. But when they go after three servers, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand something. I'm an electronic engineer. I am not trained by the government in the sense of playing in their ballpark. I am self-taught. I'm referred to as the hacker on the computer. And when they hit my servers, I have my antique firewalls that have kept them off my computers for not a year, not 5 years, over a decade, 14 years. And that those servers, according to the watcher who controls those, he says, she says, that those servers are attacked 20 to 30 times an hour by unknown parties. The attack that successfully succeeded came from Fort Meade, USA. And when they got through the protective firewall, they got through and they hit the fail-safe firewall. And those of you in the hacker world, you know what fail-safe means. It means when they hit that, they get one shot at putting the correct password in. If they fail, they get to meet the skeleton head with the red lights and the ha-ha-ha-ha laughing at them. And the skull and crossbones explodes as it erases all the data. That's the final fail-safe, because my phone numbers, my contacts will be protected. And the attitude of those people at the NSA was, well, if Drew Raines, if we can't have them, Drew Raines can't have them. Our only problem was we didn't have the money to put together to purchase 3 more terabytes hard drives to make a master backup. We've been living on this for 14 years, and we got a little lax, ladies and gentlemen. And we didn't make written hard copy backups. We didn't have the money for the extra backups. This is shoestring operation, Don.
And you're competing against...
We're going to just build it all back.
Yeah, you're competing against criminal elements posing as government leaders. It's pure and
with
simple.
Honest money, honest made money, and not heroin money. By the way, Don, before we get off the air, I need to let you and your audience know there is an epidemic in Newark, New Jersey, the metropolitan area of New York, Rhode Island, of heroin. An epidemic explosion of heroin use. And 90% of all the heroin in the world comes from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think a Negro boy that's selling heroin on the street, or a group of Negro boys, or white, poor white trash boys, are creating heroin in their back rooms, in their flat in New York City or Newark, New Jersey, you've got your head up your posterior. Heroin comes from Afghanistan. And how does it get here? Stop and ask that question, people. The CIA is in Afghanistan. Airplanes, aircraft, C-5As fly in with unmarked cargo to Rhode Island every day. Who's making the money? The super rich. The people that want to dumb you down, the people that want to kill you, the people that want to keep you drugged in a drug state. There's a heroin outbreak. Back in early 1960, there was a marijuana outbreak in the United States. Half of the United States didn't even know what marijuana was or used in 1960. We went into the Bermuda Triangle when Vietnam, and we brought out marijuana on C-130s and drove. And marijuana became a household name in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now heroin's coming in from Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, and heroin is not marijuana. Marijuana won't do anything except maybe make you feel good. It's not even, it's not anywhere near as dangerous as a bottle of White Lightning. But heroin, ladies and gentlemen, it's a murderer. You stop and think about it. As you get off the air, Don, I want you to remember this one thing. I'm praying for America every day, 3 times a day, and I appreciate you letting me be on your show.
Well, I know you are, Drew, and I appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate your... You call it a rant. I had a rant Tuesday night, if you heard my show.
Captured your show, and we played it live on 141 stations around the world, and then the other 42 stations carried the recording that I made.
You know, I know how that feeling is, and you know, there's so much disinformation going out, Drew, in these emails. And I got tired of it. I said, you know, I'm going to say something. I have a right. It's my show, you know. And if people are offended, let's, like you said, turn the dial. Because they're taking a lot of time filling up mailboxes with stuff that's old hat already. It's been around the block several times, hasn't it, Drew?
I can't understand it. I understand we need to have truth and justice. Where was everybody when Vandersloot was murdering Hollowell? They didn't call for him.
Natalie Holloway.
He's murdered another girl, and now the United States government is calling for him for his arrest.
Drew, I located the spot where her body was buried, and wrote letters to mainstream media and told them where this occurred. And now again, he has murdered. See, that girl was buried on Aruba, on the island, and I can back this up. Okay, I told the police agency this information.
But it wasn't to their best interest for it to happen. They were trying to massage everybody on the atmosphere, take us away from what was going on. What was going on when all of this? Were they buying a lot of vehicles and parking them at military bases? Were they building FEMA camps?
Were they allowing more
immigrants to come across the border?
They were stealing trillions of dollars, Drew.
And they were they were really doing. They were stealing trillions of dollars that belonged to the people of America.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in America, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go one more, so I'm going to give me 45 seconds. Nobody in America needs to be paying taxes on their land or their telephone or their water bill or their television cable bill or their any other tax, sales tax at all. We've got enough taxes out there, stolen money to afford, and then we need to eliminate 80% of these idiots that have government offices. This attitude, ladies and gentlemen, in this last 15 seconds, remember, this attitude of jobs creating, the government has created jobs, they're creating jobs in government job places. There are no jobs being created around America by the people. And you're going to lose, these jobs are just going to go away whenever they want them to. Thank you, Don. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're right, Drew. And all out of thin air. Those jobs are paid for by money that comes either from the drug markets, the illegal drug markets.
And the counterfeit money that the CIA is creating.
Oh, yes. I mean, it just goes on and on. Well, Drew, I appreciate you being on the show. I'm hoping to be on your show.
I forgot it was your show. I'm sorry that you weren't able to talk.
I'm hoping to be on your show, if the invitation stands, this coming Monday, God willing.
Well, we did a good rant, even though we couldn't. We weren't able to bring on a talk show host this last week while we were out of town, off campus. But you understood what was going on, and the only way we could even do the show was for me to get on there. Melissa and Bobby, they literally pulled their hair out for 3 days.
I can believe it. Well, you know, we go through this from time to time, but like you said, if you weren't over the target, you wouldn't get any flack.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Yes.
Amen.
Drew, got to say goodnight, but I want to thank you, sir, and wish you a great week, what's left of it, and a great upcoming weekend. And I look forward to talking to you this coming Monday.
And we'll see you Monday live, 5x5, ladies and gentlemen, at 2100 GMT time around the world. Don Nikoloff, A Marine's Disquisition, 2 solid hours, and then we're going to let him rant because I need to get some water or maybe. Maybe find something to take care of the throat, and I'll let Don have the show for 2 hours. He lets me have his for 90 minutes, for 60 minutes. I'll give him 2 hours.
All right, Drew. Well, I'm going to say goodnight. You take care, and we'll talk soon.
God bless.
All right.
And Don over at BBS, thank you. Y'all are doing a great job. BBS Radio loves a couple of your shows, and we're putting the word out. God bless.
And Drew, to all your Marines around the world,
Semper Fi.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. Another edition of Evident Footprints here with our special guest, Drew Malone Raines III. And special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com for broadcasting evident footprints. Also like to thank Seth Hendrick for the sound tonight, and over at BBS Radio, Don and Doug Newsom for making evident footprints possible. Most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be none other than scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher, Mr. Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.